And with us on the phone this morning is Joe Buttweiler from Arrowhead Electric. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, Joe, you're the go-to guy when it comes to broadband, so we are going to you. And let's talk about where we are. What's been done so far, and when and where will the construction occur this year?
Well, you know, last year we started construction down in the Schroeder, Tofte, and Lutzen areas. We got about 100 miles done between some of the overhead crews and the underground crews. Which was good. It was good to get some work experience with our contractor and work with some of the property owners to see what some of the positive reactions are and what some concerns are when we're working on private property. And this year, you know, we've been having such nice weather, but we haven't started construction yet, which has been hard to keep our patience. But I am happy that we are going to be starting construction again this year in a few weeks. We're going to be starting again down in the Schroeder, Tofte, and Lutzen area. We got to get the work down there buttoned up, and we have we have to splice fibers together, and we got to build drops directly to people's homes, and we got to get all that stuff up and ready to go so we can start offering service. And as that occurs, we're going to make our push to the east here. I'm hoping that this decision to start construction just happened recently. This week, the balance of this week, and into next week, we're going to be working with Pulse, our engineering consultants, and MasTec, our general contractor, and starting to put together more of a detailed plan of attack, if you will.
What was keeping you from doing that?
Well, it's interesting. It's a stimulus project, so you would expect that funds would have been flowing right away, but at the same time, there's a lot of projects throughout the country, and there's a lot of money that's being put up by the federal government, and so the I's need to be dotted and the T's need to be crossed on everything before they start funding us. So most recently, we've had a number of agreements that we need to have in place and regulatory types of things. You know, it's not just the internet, it's phone service too and TV service, but as a phone provider, that's regulated by the state, at the Public Utilities Commission at the state, and so they need to make sure that we're able to provide adequate 911 services and long-distance services and those sorts of things. So we've been busy getting all that wrapped up and in place, and then, of course, you know, Uncle Sam wants to take a look at it and make sure it meets their approval. So those documents have been completed, and they are on their way to Washington for review.
Well, speaking of documents, we all got one in the mail recently about, asking for us to sketch out our dwellings, where we are and where the power lines are and all that kind of stuff. How's the return coming back on that?
It's good. It's funny to think that we sent out just over 3,000 of those this year. And you think 3,000 pieces of paper, that's a lot of paper, but it's not. Insurmountable amount, but I'll tell you, when we start looking through them and sorting them, it's a big project to look at everyone's property on paper and try and address any concerns there are. But we've gotten a great response. We had a deadline, as you know, of May 11th, and we were fairly confident that a lot of people get it in before May 11th. We know that there's a few folks out there that may need a little bit more time, so they're still trickling in. But we have just over about 65% of them back so far.
Good. And one of the questions that I hear is, what about the people that are living off the grid? How far are we along with dealing with that?
Yeah, you know, it's not that we don't want to provide service to those folks, but we do have some challenges. The biggest challenge is Arrowhead doesn't have any infrastructure there, so we don't have any property rights. And we don't have any funding to build those links to the folks that are off-grid. What we are thinking that we should be able to do after the project is completed, the bulk of the project anyway, we should be able to look at going back and building it or coming up with a wireless solution. And if none of those solutions are feasible, then we would point people to the new Exceed satellite service that Northland Connect offers. That satellite service is much better than it used to be. I think satellite service used to have the phrase, it's better than dial-up, and that's probably true. through, but the new service is a pretty decent service, really. It's not as good as fiber, but it's a reasonable service.
I noticed in driving down to Duluth, there's a lot of work along Highway 61 and the expressway between Two Harbors and Duluth. What's going on there?
That's the Northeast Service Cooperative. They're a middle mile project, which is kind of like the freeway of the internet, if you will. So last year, they built that link from Duluth all the way to Ilgen City, the intersection of State Highway 1 and 61, just east of Silver Bay. And they also built from there up to Ely and through the Iron Range and down to Duluth. And so we're working with those folks and hopefully going to have a partnership with them so that we can have our fiber network tied in down to Duluth and get people service.
Okay, Joe, it's been good to talk to you. We've been speaking with Joe Buttweiler of Arrowhead Electric, and he's the man in charge of what sounds like a big and complicated project, broadband. Thanks for joining us, Joe.
Thank you.